Tommy Truthful. Mafia music, we be bringing the truth to the mainstream heights. Welcome to another episode of Truth Mafia News. This is episode 28 with your host, Tommy Truthful, and my co-host and father, Papa Truthful. Today, we're going to be getting into Beltane. You know, we were in the 13 days of preparation, which led us into today, May 1st, which is Beltane. And this is the day that the Illuminati was formed, guys, in 1776 by Jesuit Adam Weishaupt. So, Pops, what do you think about May Day? And, you know, we know America was founded in 1776, but then also the Illuminati. And this guy kind of infiltrated all the Freemasonic orders and put that – he's the one that really – pushed this whole one world global governance, one world agenda, you know, that's we're kind of seeing roll out on the world stage now. Are you there, Pops?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I had my mic muted. We've had that going on for thousands of years where they want this one world government. I mean, it's been tried throughout history from Babylon, you know, to the Persians, right? To the Romans, Persians, Alexandria, yeah. All of it. And it's all about Satan and his government, right? This is all, you know, really, and I got to be careful what I say here because I don't want to get you striked, but this is really evil, sadistic people that are behind all of this stuff. And it's not for good reasons. It's for purely bad. That's for sure. But I want to say real quick before we get into this, welcome, yeah, brothers and sisters. We love you all very much. My son Tommy's got a lot to go over tonight. We'll be talking about so exciting things. All right. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah. Excited to get into this, guys. And before we get going, make sure you smash that like button, share the video. You know, all the links are down in the description. I'll go over some of the promotions and stuff like that a little more into the video. But the one thing I do want to just remind you before we get going, guys, smash the like button and share it, because that helps get the video out into the algorithm. Even if you just hit the like button, it's 100% free. But also check out our new spiritual group, which is stepintoyourpower.com. You know, it's a project that I really feel passionate about, and it's helping a lot of people. I can't believe how fast it's grown. Some of you might have seen the episode yesterday that aired on my YouTube, and it aired on my Rumble and my Facebook. Well, my father was in it, which me and my father, we co-own Truth Mafia together, you know, so he's more than welcome to the platforms are both of ours. So he brought some people on, Sister Honey and Brother Brad, and it was an amazing episode. If you didn't get to see it, check it out, man. They did a really good job. But, yeah, Dad, I loved your show yesterday. I think you guys did a great job, man.
Well, it was on fire, and people were getting it. We only had a very few little, trolls. Unaligned. Trolls. And before we close this out tonight, we'll give you a sneak peek what's going on back there. If you're not back there, you should be back there. That's a spiritual portal, stepintoyourpower.com. And, you know, son, we can't see when we show something, it's in cursive. So, for read, I know you love cursive, son, but for readability.
I do. You know what it is, Pops? I forget that half the world can't read it no more.
It's like Chinese. I mean, it's like a different language when I see it. So it does the comments like that too. But we're going to show you what's going on there. This is something that everybody needs. I find myself, you know, going into it for the music and to give the love, to give the prayer, to give what I want. And we'll show you a little bit that after we go over what my son has laid out for us tonight.
Yeah. So welcome to everybody in the comments. And I seen somebody, you asked about the gematria on the Pope. I did a full video on it. It's up on truthmafia.com. Just go to the Tommy Truthful TV page. You see a big picture of my beautiful face on the front of Truth Mafia. Click on that because you know you don't get to see me too much. And boom, click on that. It'll take you right to my page. And you'll see the whole breakdown I did on the Pope. It's the second post down, because now I did another one last night on black magic and Freemasonry, and it's this ex-Freemason exposing that they're all part of witchcraft. You know, he's speaking out now. He probably won't be around too much longer, this gentleman that speaked out, because we, you know, a couple weeks back I did a decode on the doorknob rituals, and these were all people that passed away in their home and alleged suicides by doorknobs. But really, in Freemasonry, it says if you speak out, you will be hung in your own home. So, you know, there's been a lot of rituals during this 13 days of preparation, and that's what you've seen on the cover there. It's from April 19th to May 1st. So let's go over a few of these events just throughout history, guys, like what we've had happen during this time period, right? And sometimes they like to do it a couple days before, and then it'll be trending in the media all the way up till the event. And then I'll cover what happened this year, like the Pope's death. They popped it off real hard this year with the death of the Pope at 88 years old. But we have Waco, the Waco situation. And remember, you always see there's a big connection with fire and children, because it goes back to the god Moloch in Baal. And you guys know what he was all about, right? What they offered to him. So you have the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people were killed in that. That was April 19th of 1995. April 20th of 1999 was Columbine, where you had 13 kids dead, gone. That really started us with them type of events. I'm being careful what I'm saying because we're on YouTube. But before that, we never had one of them events before 1999. And then all of a sudden that happens. And, you know, I was still in high school. So I was like, man, that's weird. And boom, next thing you know, we're having a couple a year. Now, guys, look it up. We're having over 400 to 500 of them a year in America. That's crazy. And what is that for? Well, just like I showed you, the Illuminati's control of one world governance, and it's all the Jesuit order, the Knights of Malta, right, who infiltrated all the Freemasonic orders and then put their agenda in there. They're the ones who built Skull and Bones, the 322, and their agenda is communism and global communism under a one world government. And we are the last country that stands against that, because we're capitalist and we have weapons. Okay. We have weapons. So they really want to get them away, and that's why they're ramping it up. If you remember, they did the one, oh, this ain't the one. Where's the one I was going to show? Oh no. Let me go back to this one real quick. So the one in Nova Scotia, you guys remember that in 2020? There was one in Nova Scotia during this time frame. And then we had the one in New Zealand. I'm not sure if it was during this time frame or not, but the one in New Zealand is what got their weapons taken away when that guy went in that church. And if you watch, if you go back and watch that video, go back and watch that video where the guy was in the church letting off rounds. And if you pay attention, when he walks in the door, there's already a magazine laying on the floor, right? He had a fully automatic or semi-automatic. Now, how the hell is there a magazine laying on the floor when he ain't even been in there yet? So to me, it looked a little suspect. That's all I'm going to say. Virginia Tech, that happened April 16th of 2007. There was 32 people passed away during that event, 17 injured. And April 16th, 2013 was the Boston Marathon explosion, where three people passed away. And I don't say the K word on YouTube. In April 16th, guys, that's right, a day after tax day. And if you remember with Boston, we had that event, right? So you're like, well, Tommy, that's not the 19th. No, but the event happened on the 16th, and then the 19th, Boston went on martial law. They locked down the whole city so they could find that guy. Remember, they made a whole freaking movie about it and showed you he's hiding in a boat. He was hiding under some dude's boat cover, and they caught him. And the boat was parked in a driveway. I don't know if that was how it really went down, but in the movie they made about it, that's how it went down. And it was these two brothers. It just reminds me of what Wernher von Braun said, though, on his deathbed. That's who built NASA. And NASA is a Hebrew word, nasha, to deceive. I don't believe we went to the moon like they tell us. But, he said he was the father of the rockets program. And we brought him over from Germany from World War II through Operation Paperclip. And he told us that the stages they would do to roll out this new world order, global governance, and the terrorist threat was one of the things he warned us about. So it's interesting how that popped on the world stage when it did, and then it just started ramping up. And then 9/11 happens, and you know what happened after that. We invaded Afghanistan, which I don't get, because the 19 people on the plane, not one of them were Afghani. But we invade Afghanistan, right? And Afghanistan has 11 letters, flight 11. Hits two 11s in the sky because the Twin Towers literally look like two 11s, right? Standing side by side. And then New York City, 11 letters. New York is the 11th state. So it's all tied to that 11, which is a very sacred number that they invert and try to attach negativity to it. But we had the fertilizer plant explosion in Texas. We had April 21st of 2016. Prince dies on Queen of England's birthday. It's also my son Carmine's birthday. And Prince, he was on that show, and you know what he did wrong? Talked about chemtrails. He's too big. He has too big of a platform. Once he talked about chemtrails, and he said, when we were little kids and we went outside, we would look up at the sky, the plane would go by, it would leave a little trail for a second, it would go away. Then now them were condensation trails. Now the plane goes by and you see this chemtrail and it just grows. It doesn't go away because they're spraying chemicals, aluminum, borium, strontium, and other radioactive isotopes, which is why it's very important that we protect ourselves from stuff like that, like using NanoSoma, which the link is down in the description, and Body Align, because we're being bombarded. Body Align has some amazing detox patches to get them heavy metals out of your system. You know, if you put aluminum in a microwave and then turn it on, it's not a good situation. So just your body is the same way. When you're getting blasted with them type of frequencies and you got all these heavy metals in you, it's not good. But we also had April 21st, 2019. And that was the Colombo City after terrorist attack of Sri Lanka, Colombo City or whatever, the Easter bombing, April 28, 2018. We had another sacrifice, and April 19th of 2020 was the Nova Scotia situation up in Canada. I actually got my YouTube page taken down when that first happened because I didn't really talking code back in them days. I just openly said things. You know, I wasn't as smart as I am now. But May 3rd of 2007, that was a little after this 13-day period, but go ahead and put it in there. That's the Madeleine McCain reported missing and allegedly not seen since April 30th. So hers was in there because she wasn't reported missing until May 3rd. But it was April 30th that she was not seen, right? And that is the day the Church of Satan was formed, guys. It's also the day Mr. H.H., Little Mustache Man, who ran World War II, Adolf, he allegedly took his life on that day. And then they did DNA on it, and it came back that it was a female. DNA, it wasn't even his. So who knows if that's true. And that little girl went missing. And like I told you, it's all tied to the children. But yeah, we definitely got to protect ourselves from these frequencies. And down in the description, my favorite thing are these two things, guys. These are my favorite products: the Energy Wellness Band and the Detox Patches. Them Detox Patches are amazing. You just put them on your stomach, and you know, you wear them for what, 3 days, Dad?
Yeah, 3 days. One patch for 3 days, then off, and then 3 days, and then off. But also the EMF defense disc that goes on your phone is really important, because it makes your phone a positive thing instead of a negative thing, and it protects you within 6 feet from EMF radiation. So it's got over 200 frequencies in it that are emitted and penetrate your body to mitigate the harmful effects of EMF radiation to your ATP channel in your cell of your body, which brings in the good nutrition and lets the bad nutrition out. So meaning, if you couldn't eat and you couldn't go to the bathroom, you wouldn't last that long. Okay. So that's what it does to your cell. Son, you got that Dracula text up there now.
Dracula. He called it Dracula. My dad don't like none of the cool letter fonts, guys. When he's on here, we gotta pick the boring letter font. Sorry, guys.
We gotta pick the clear leather font for the 60-year young man here. The 60-year young man.
Can you read that one, Pops? Can you read that?
That one's better. I can at least read it.
Okay, there we go. He relikes that one, guys. The New Madrid fault line. Life in Seattle and Oregon could be disturbance. Oh, yeah, there's something definitely going to happen with the New Madrid fault line. The twin eclipses made the X right over that New Madrid fault line. And we've seen more activity than we've ever seen in that location, my brother Wayne. And, you know, now you know what else is up on the rise? Oops. Let me get that. That's my leg.
Look at that big, ugly leg. Whose ugly leg is that, man?
Mine. That was before I took the NanoSoma, guys. But, yeah, we've had a uptick in earthquakes. So that we also had an earthquake to pop off the 13 days of preparation this year. And now Australia's having all these earthquakes near this nuclear reactor. They had 11, and Australia doesn't normally have earthquakes. So Dad, why do you think we're seeing an uptick in so many earthquakes, bro?
Because we're ascending, the planet's ascending, and more exposure is happening. More and more darkness is coming to the light. The planet's reacting. But on top of that, we have a lot of electromagnetic pollution in the atmosphere, and it is heating up our upper atmosphere, and you can't heat that up at all, okay? And that's happening. The chemtrails, all the stuff they're spraying in the air is not helping any of that. So the magnetic field is weakening too. But at the end of the day, we're going through a major transformation like we've never seen before in our lifetimes. And it's going to be, again, scary for some and wonderful for others. And I'm going to be on that wonderful side, son, myself. It's interesting. If we get back into this, I video I have walking on the beach, right? In our spiritual community. And somebody was saying, it's paradise. That's what I want to live. You know, I want to live that way. And hopefully, we had an earthquake here, by the way, son. We had an earthquake here a couple of days ago. I felt it at night, and I woke up Cindy. I said, was that an earthquake? And she said she didn't feel anything, but I felt it a little bit. So, yeah, Mother Earth is groaning a little bit, expanding. A lot's happening. We're expanding, we're growing. There's just so much going on, and the planet's going to react, and people are going to react. So it's an exciting time to be alive, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is an exciting time to be alive. And gone over, you are right. The powers are coming, the X team. Oh, sorry. Why do people always try to call me when I'm
on? You got to mute that phone, son. You got to mute that phone.
You guys like my my ringer. It almost got me copywritten striked. I hurried up and turned that off real quick because that is Oliver Anthony there. Shout out to Oliver Anthony. Hopefully they did not catch that on YouTube. But yeah, I apologize for that. But yeah, the X gene powers are definitely going to start activating certain people. It's coded within our DNA, you know, that have these abilities. And you go back to that ancient guardian race. And you will get certain powers and abilities during this event. And it's going from carbon 12 to carbon 7. So we're made out of we're carbon-based entities. That's where the 666 comes in. And it's going to be the 166. I explained this during my last video as we transition from one to another. And when you run my full name that I was born with, my actual name, because my mom got me adopted under some weird name that I'm not too fond of. But my real name is Thomas Schwinn, which is 166, tied to the going from carbon 12 to carbon 7. And that gets into my superhero archetype, demigod, Silver Surfer, I am Superman. There's some of us that have multiple superhero archetypes, and they're usually people that are tied to that X gene. And there are some, there are some evidence that the more melanin you have in your body, the darker you are, the tanner you are, the stronger those abilities will be. They've been doing research on this fungus that is just eating up gamma radiation. You know, they found it in Chernobyl, and it can eat up all this gamma radiation, and it's all due to the melanin. So it's pretty interesting. People like Mama, she's pretty tan, Dad. You know, that activates inside her. She'll be a pretty powerful being, and that's probably why she's feeling the way she's feeling. A lot of people are feeling because we're going through changes now. Our bodies are changing.
Yeah, it's changing. And I told you before we got on here, son, that I was with an individual today, spiritual connected individual, that was talking to me about Cindy and her past lives as a shaman, and how she's been not only once that, many times that, and some people actually come into our home to look for her to give them guidance to go to the light. And so on top of that, she's what you call what, an empath, empathic, what is it called? What do you call that? Where you pick up on everybody else's feelings?
Yeah, empath.
Yeah, empath. So she's got that going on at the same time. And she's a very young child soul at the moment. And we have the main soul and the child soul that are going in when you get them both into the body and you get the child calm and all of that. There's a lot to the conversation I had today, which was profound, and what we're doing and where we're at and where you're at and where our soul family is. And by the way, Brother Henry said, Pops, DR is getting hit with earthquakes in the waters. Nothing will happen to Pops over here, I promise you. Papa Truffle will be good because the divine creator has got me here for a mission. But yeah, I felt it, brother. I felt it. There's no doubt about it.
Dad, I thought where you're at there that you're protected like from the mountains and stuff from tsunamis, right? You don't really have like too many hurricanes and stuff in that area.
Well, no hurricanes hardly at all here. But, you know, if an earthquake happens in the ocean, that could create a tsunami for anybody, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I'm not I don't lose any sleep over anything like that because I'm on a divine path. And, you know, the path is the path. And I go with the flow, and I accept the openings and the closings with gratitude. And it's exciting. I mean, what you're showing people, all of these numerology things that they'd use, right? They tell you numerology is evil, but they use it to the T. Everything that they tell you is so evil, they use to the T themselves.
Yeah, well, they just don't want us to know the true thing. You know, they don't want us to learn the code so that we can then see through that. And once you learn what your source code is, then you start to, oh, now I get it. You start paying attention to your synchronicity connected to your numbers. And then that is like your higher state, your higher self, your higher state of consciousness, your inner Christ, your inner Christos that is trying to get your attention. It's trying to show you something. So make sure you pay attention when you see them synchronicities, guys. And if you want to get a decode, you can get that done. That link is down below in the description. I do my decodes on truthfultv.com. And me and Pops are going to be launching one too on Truth Mafia that's going to break down your hurts. So it's going to break down what frequency is tied to your astrological sign. So you know how you have like 528, that frequency, which is a healing frequency. We have 432, a really powerful frequency, which we've talked about. They took us off the 432 hertz and moved us on to 440 because it causes more agitation and anxiety and fear. And 432 matches the frequency of Mother Earth. And there's the 666 breakdown, guys. Six protons, six electrons, six neutrons. When we go from carbon 12 to carbon 7, it'll be the one neutron, six electrons, and six protons, which is 166. So you're going from 666 to 166. And how much have they demonized that number? And when you really look into the oldest Bible, Papyrus 115, type this in your Google. They found the oldest version of Revelations in 2017. And in that version, in Papyrus 115, it said the number of the beast was 616, which ties into Nero. Also ritual sacrifices in that number. So that's quite interesting. But yeah, there's these sacred numbers. 432 is a very magic number, and it breaks down to the number 9, which is a divine number. You know, there's many ancient cultures that wouldn't even use the number 9 because it was considered so divine within their culture. 108 is another sacred number. I believe we go through these reincarnation cycles. There are cycles of 12, right? So you reincarnate 6 times as a female, 6 times as a male. That's one reincarnation cycle. So that's you as a life path number 1. As a life path number 2, you would have 24 reincarnations. As a life path 3, like me, you would have 36 reincarnations, which old souls equals 36, and so forth. And then you finish as a life path 9. 9 times 12 is 108, with a total of 108 reincarnations. Well, what's reincarnate equal, guys? 108. So it's all coded within the numbers. God gave us that's his language, mathematics. It's all in that 432 is literally in our DNA. So when they
you should be playing over, that they should be playing that, you know, this music, absorbing that every day. Like you're taking a shower. You got to take you got to bathe your body in these frequencies and make sure that your environment is full of these positive frequencies, because you are being attacked. You're being attacked. So you have to do something about that. You can't just sit there and not do anything about it. And, you know, one of the things I love about what we're doing with Bodyline, and there was a foretelling today, and I knew this because in the spirit that Bodyline would become one of the global leaders in energy wellness frequency healing frequency solutions. And I'm excited about what that can do to remove people from what they shouldn't be doing and utilize frequency wellness, let's call it frequency wellness, to handle this stuff, because you are an energy being. You're a spirit, yeah, having a human experience. So energy is much more powerful. Frequency is much more powerful. And you got to protect yourself from these harmful frequencies coming out of your TV set, coming out all over the place. They're coming at you from every direction. And they're pumping them into the sky, you know, with the electromagnetic pollution, which is hurting Mother Earth. We got to clean these things up in our own environment, and we got to clean these things up in the world environment. And we'll bring this biosphere back so many thousands of years that it will return things on planet Earth into a beautiful, beautiful situation. And I believe that's happening, son. I think that is going to move further and further with the splitting of these dimensions. I'm hearing some people's, the timelines, the dimensions, all of this stuff. So it's interesting, again, to be alive and to go through this. It's the most blessing that anybody could have to be able to go through the journey we're going on. Yes, 444 a hertz. We got that in stepintoyourpower.com under practice portal, and you can go down to healing music, healing frequency music. Click on that, called that David 444 hertz. Amazing stuff. We actually have a breakdown of what each of the hertz are, and I know you do too, son. You've had the breakdown of the hertz before, but you should be bathing in these positive frequencies, and you should be mitigating any of these negative frequencies. And the great thing about it is we have the free solution for you over in the spiritual community, and then we got the body line, which is very economical costing solution for you, and you'll feel better. You'll really feel better. It's really important.
Can I ask you a question, Dad? So you guys have a machine that can bind the frequencies to products. Why can't we take like a disc, right, and bind 528 hertz to it?
432. No, I've been talking about that. There's some things that in the right timing, everything's the right timing, that being able to create these frequency patches that are literally allowing people to walk around with whatever they need. You know, like you did my reading. You did my reading, and it's 174 and 285. And so being able to walk around with one of those, you know, even when you're outside without, you know, and I love to listen to the music because it gets into your soul. You know what I mean? But we're going to be looking at a lot of stuff in the future within the body line, a wellness, energy wellness company. We're really going to be looking at, you know, how to bring even more advanced frequency technology to help humanity in a very special way, on top of the other things, you know, we're working on. So there's been a little bit of slowdown there because there's got to be some administrative business stuff done there before we can move ahead with that. But they're still putting them out there anyways, but before we can really bring it out. But it's I am very optimistic about where we're going to end. I'm saying there's going to be some disturbance. There's going to be some shaking for people, not everybody, but we're going to get to the other side of this thing, and it's going to be a beautiful situation. We all need to understand where we're headed with AI, whether you like it or not. I'm not a fan of Bill Gates in any way, shape, or form. I don't need to say why. You all already know that, most of you.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But he's even saying that, you know, they're going down to a 2-day work week, and you know, that AI will take like 20% of all, they'll take up like 80% of everybody's jobs. So the people that understand that and understand how to position themselves to thrive through all of this are going to be able to do that. And the ones that don't, you know, unfortunately won't. Now, anybody who's a baby boomer that's already got, they're financially set, they're retired and all that, they'll pretty much be fine. But all those folks out there working, you better, you know, if you've got a business or you've got an employer, you better talk to them about, hey, you know, what are we doing to stay competitive? What are we doing to, you know, stay on top of technology? Because AI, and especially when artificial general intelligence is released to the public, which they've had for decades and decades and decades in the black ops, right? But yeah, they've had it. They've had super artificial intelligence. So artificial super intelligence, ASI. So it's going to be an interesting time that we're going into. This next few years are going to be accelerating really quick. And I mean, it's May 1st. Already, it's May 1st, and it's already Thursday. I just felt like I got done with Saturday, you know?
I know.
It's like it's almost collapsing time, and it's because of what's happening, all of this stuff happening. And, you know, son, you know, Sister Honey wants to do a show with you, and I'm looking at you two's similarities as far as, you know, all of the stuff that you talk about, gematria and non, what do you call them? Non
NPCs, non-player characters. Yeah. That's when I knew I loved her. When I heard her talking about NPCs, I was like, oh yeah, I can vibe with this chick. She's definitely my vibe.
She has a lot of people like you do that follow her, and she's helped so many people like you have. And so it's exciting to put you two together and put a show together. And then also bringing in other people and doing, you know, more of a, you know, we'll bring some people on even on this show and have some guests on where we can talk about specific topics of aside to giving an update on the news, you know, and mostly, you know, from a, I would say an awakening way, right? An awakening way to read and make sure that you're going to get yourself in a position of, you know, thriving. It's like right now, if you look at what's going on, and I'm not a financial advisor. I am not. But where they're going with XRP, where they're going with XLM, where they're going with HBAR, and all of these ISO 222 compliant crypto coins, what they're going to do with the revaluation of the gold, how suppressed is silver? We're using more silver than we actually are mining. We're not recycling the silver from the old electronics, okay, at the moment, because the ounce price is too low. It has to be $150 to $175 an ounce just to recycle it. Well, do you think that maybe that we need more silver for robotics? Do you think maybe we need more silver for all of these AI data centers? How about wellness? How about batteries in the cars that now are going to take 2.5 pounds of silver? The ones that I think it was, you know, you've got to pay attention to what's going on so you position yourself and you're not in that panic buy that most of the people find themselves in. They're in a panic buy when silver's going through the roof and they don't have any, you know, they're trying to get some and now you can't get it. And I'm sitting happy because I've prepared for years and making sure that I know where things are headed as best as I can know, besides the discernment from the divine father. But I mean, you got to prepare yourself for the transition because the financial system is going to get recalibrated no matter what. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but it's happening.
No, it is happening. And to my sister in the comments that said, Google said, I am a 3 or a 10. Helene, what's your birthday? Because Google lied to you, sweetheart. There's no such thing as a life path 10. So tell Google to settle down with their AI because that's not even a thing. 10 reduces to 1. So yes, if you're a 10, you would be a 1, Sonia. You're exactly right. And yeah, there's no such thing as a life path 10. Google just lies so much. It's ridiculous now. I mean, it's crazy. That's one part of the problem with their little AI they got over there, because now it's just or they programmed it to do that. I don't know. But yeah, you would be a 1 if it equals 10. Like me, my birthday is January 17th, 1983. Add that up, it adds up to 30, right? So 30 reduces to 3. So you always reduce it to its lowest form unless it equals 11, 22, or like my son Carmine, 33. All my kids have master number life paths. I got some powerful gas kids, you know, which is interesting. I'm a life path 3. My dad's a life path 3. Paranoid American's a life path 3. Brother Donut Factory's a 9. But yeah, that's how you do it. It's really easy to do. You just reduce your birthday down to the lowest form, unless it equals one of them 3 numbers. So, and then you can find information online about what it means for that life path number. I don't know if you can trust all the information, but I have many articles on truthmafia.com about different life paths. So you can check them out. But yeah, there's no such thing as a 10. I apologize. I wish there was. That'd be cool. Life path 10. But nope, they don't have that one. But let's get back into this. So let's look at the deaths that happened in 2025, guys, during this 13 days of preparation, going into today, Beltane. And you know, the Beltane festivals in the ancient times, they was jumping over fires, and then they were making offerings, human offerings, into these fires. And then after the Beltane festival, when the fire would burn out, they would create this giant wicker man. That's where the whole wicker man comes from. This giant wicker man. And inside that wicker man, they would put their captives and then light it on fire. So you'll see a lot of fire rituals tied to this time period. And then they would take them ashes after the next day on May 2nd and sprinkle it over the crops. Very interesting. We're not supposed to, in Leviticus, it says we're not supposed to eat anything like that, touch the dead, none of that. We're not supposed to do it. It goes against the Most High. But now they have water cremation, where they cremate us using water and spray us on the freaking crops and use that water in the drinking water. And I'm not joking. Look it up. Aqua cremation. This is a real thing. And they're spraying that on the crops, guys. So it's just to lower your vibration. It's all about what Pop's talking about, how they want to keep us on a lower frequency, and they will do whatever they can to do that. And when humanity starts to wake up too much and they can't stop it, they try to do one of these global resets. The plasma apocalypse, bullshit. A lot of people think it's some geoengineering heart type technology that the elites have had control of since back in Atlantis and Lemurian times. You know, they just went underground with this tech, and they're the ones causing these global resets. But it's an exciting time to be alive, whether it's happening organically or that's the case. I don't know. I've never been alive during that time, but I will say this, that it's pretty cool and exciting time to be alive. And I'm glad I am alive during this time period. Pope Francis, he popped it off right on the Queen's birthday. My son Carmine's birthday, his 19th birthday. He passed away at 88 years old, and he was the first Jesuit Pope ever. And he lived in room 201, too, guys, like event 201. And you remember what I said about the Jesuits? They're the ones who Jesuit Adam Weishaupt, he was a Jesuit professor at Vatican Canon Law. He's the one who founded the Illuminati on this day. So not a very trustworthy group there. And when you read their oath, I can't say it because I would be taken down so quick my head would spin. But this is your homework. After you go join stepintoyourpower.com, I want you to go on Google and look up the Jesuit oath, because you're going to need some higher vibrational frequency in your life after you read that shit. Trust me, it's that bad what they think of us. We had this Philip Larrey, or however you pronounce his name, April 25th, his renowned role for Dennis Tanner in the original cast of, I don't know what that film was. And he dies at 88 too. So that's two of them die at 88. Oh, that's interesting. So we have two people pass at 88, right? During this 13 days of preparation. And the same day the Pope passes, let me show you. I got this file saved. Thank God I saved this. Hold on. Let me find little Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab, where are you? Right here, I think. Let me see if this is Klaus. Hold on, guys. Oh no, that's
but not
the reptilian they replaced Klaus with. I need
wash a car.
I need
there
the
is
real
a difference.
Thing.
We must transform the
second,
way
guys.
We think about
here it is.
World.
Boom.
By two.
Is this that? Okay.
Dies. Now they got
let
a
me
new
show you
reptilian.
This family. Okay, so this happened the right? same day.
Let's take
the
a
Pope passes. Okay, they Klaus Schwab steps down. I want to ask my dad's opinion about this Klaus anyways. Schwab, April 21st, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab steps down, right? And look what he says. Following my announcement, I enter my 88th year.
I have decided to step down from the position of chair
eight
and as a member
is the
of the
Lion's
Board of Trustees.
Gate portal. It's also a white
effect.
Supremacy
my 88th year, the Pope
symbol
at 88,
the Aryan Brotherhood
was tied 88
because it's
88.
Hey, son, I can't hear you because that's reading it.
At an extraordinary board meeting
yeah,
on
I'm,
April 20th,
I'm talking
the Board
over
of Trustees
it.
Took note of the resignation
right now.
Of
you're not
Klaus
supposed
Schwab.
To hear that.
In accordance with the forum.
No, but I can hear that. I can hear it
the
reading
board
it.
Unanimously appointed.
Oh, you can hear it? Well, no one else can.
Oh, yeah. No, they can't? Okay.
I don't know how you did, but I'll pause it. Sorry. Maybe they did. Did you guys hear that? I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I was looking at what I had to turn off. I didn't know what was going on. Like, where's
oh, sorry.
Where's this voice coming from, man? You know, I'm trying to listen to you, and that voice is going on. Oh, shoot. Sister.
Sorry, I don't. Yeah, because I couldn't hear it, Pops. It might have been, though. It might have been reading it.
Yeah, it was. It was reading it.
You might be right, and it just wasn't playing on my end, so I apologize. But what I was pointing out is the same day that the Pope died, they replaced Klaus Schwab with this new guy, and he says, following my recent announcement, and I enter my 88th year. And then we see the new guy, Dad. Let me show you this guy. This is who they replaced him with, Pops. And then I want to hear your opinion on what he says. Listen to what he says too, Dad. This is the new Klaus Schwaber.
About 50 to 100 liters per day. But not to fill a pool or wash a car. There is a difference. We must transform the way we think about water. By 2025, 1.8 billion people will be living in regions without enough water. Water scarcity is the greatest challenge we face today. And we need to start recognizing water as a precious resource. Therefore, water should be better managed, should be better valued, and has to be better preserved.
So that's our new Klaus Schwab, Dad. First of all, what was up with that eyebrow?
I don't know about the wig on the other side of it, too. He had the wig there.
Yeah. Is that a character? Is that a character?
I don't have no idea. But look, you have so much water above. You can take the ocean water, turn it into drinkable water. You have more water in the earth than even in the oceans, right? So, and we got a water above us. We got tons of water in our atmosphere. We're able to. I have a water machine at home that I can turn on and give me 15 gallons of water a day from a freaking out of the air. So I don't know what that dude's talking about. They always put the fear porn out. They always put the scarcity out. They always put all of that out to get their evil agenda in place.
Well, it's like you said, Dad. They're harvesting that fear energy. It's called Loosh, LOOSH.
Right. Yep.
And they get everybody scared. That's why I tell us every other week a comet's coming to hit us, right? And then now it's going to be water scarcity. But this doesn't mean that they're not going to try to engineer something like that and tell people, oh, now water is scarce. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's like, dude, like you said, you got a machine that pulls it out of the atmosphere. That makes sense, too, because there's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. So even in your home, so it could pull water out of there. That I need to get me one of them. But you know, the water below us, and why, I guess they said with the seawater thing, Dad, I tried to research it before and they said, yeah, but it costs too much to convert it, salt water into fresh water. But does it cost too much? You guys are spending billions of dollars on stupid stuff. So I'm pretty sure we could spend a little money on converting salt water into, fresh water. But that's just going to be their next scare, you know. Now we have a water shortage coming, so that's the new Klaus Schwab. He looks like maybe he's a reptilian. That's why I put that dude there with the serpent water. I made that image with the new AI image creator. I was like, that's who this guy reminds me of, the new reptilian in charge. It looks like he's wearing some type of freaking human suit. And who knows what's underneath that thing? Or are we starting to vibrate on a higher frequency where we're starting to see these things for what they truly are? I wonder sometimes, Pops.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen, and that's happening. A lot of this stuff's going to be coming to the surface, and some people won't be able to handle it, and they'll check out. And others are going to continue to move forward with their vibration. You got to take care of yourself. You got to really prepare your body for this increased frequency that's happening. because it, some of it overloads people. Like when there's a full moon, or there's, you know, the sun does another blast, or central sun does another blast, and the Schumann resonance goes off the chart. I mean, it's happening. It's there.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing, but you got to put time and work on yourself. You got, and people that tell me that they don't have time, I always tell them, well, you do have time, because you just have to look at what time you're spending on good things that are about making it better for you and your family. You first, because if you ain't in check, then how are you going to help your family? And you got to do you first, and then you got to put all the things that don't serve you, and then replace the things that you need with, you know, get rid of the bad things and replace them with good. Everybody's got time to do what's right. Everybody's got time to pay attention to themselves and their spiritual connection and their frequency, and making sure that they're weeding that frequency garden around them, and not letting negativity come into their circle, because then it latches onto you and starts polluting your energy field. I throw people, you know me, son. I'm a lot calmer than I used to be, right?
By far. Yeah.
And the bottom line is that, you know, I will not allow people that are negative individuals in my field. I won't allow it, because it has an effect on my field. And I'm very selfish when it comes to, you know, people putting their negative energy into my field. I'm not going to put up with it. And that's family members, non-family members. And I tell them straight up. Because if people want to sit there and condemn themselves with their words and their feelings and their emotions and their thoughts and all of that, well, that's their prerogative, but not in my energy space, not in my field, will I tolerate that. And you have to take the same type of approach. You can educate yourself on all of these things that are happening. You can make sure you're positioning yourself to thrive through all of this and not just barely survive or die. I mean, the funeral homes and the incinerators are prospering like never before. They're cremating and burying more people than we've ever seen being buried, okay, for many reasons. And we all know them. We know them. I don't want to repeat them. We can't repeat them. But at the end of the day, there's going to be thriving, surviving, and dying. And everybody has a choice, but you can make the choice, but you got to back it up with action. You got to back it up with doing what you need to do. And that's what's important, son. You know, that we help people, we lead people to where, okay, you understand that all of this is a game for them. You know, they're playing the game. Everything right. They're doing, I'm not saying like the evil, dark, evil stuff they're doing, but most of the stuff that they're telling people, oh, don't do that, because they don't want them to be empowered. They don't want them to wake up. They don't want them to become people that they can't control, that they can't manipulate, that they can't enslave, right? Both physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually and every which way but loose. And you've got to break out of that. And, you know, what I love about what you're doing, son, is you're helping people understand the truth, right? You're helping people wake up to the reality. Now that they're woke up to they wake up to the reality, they definitely needs to. Can you hear me okay, son? Am I going in and out?
No, you're perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Lindy. It might be because I'm rocking. I love to rock, you know. But it's we got to attend to ourselves like we've never attended to ourselves before. And don't worry about saving everyone else. Tend to yourself and get your energy strong. Get your spiritual connection with the divine creator, the Christ and the spirit, Holy Spirit, whatever people name. I'm so tired of this naming stuff. You don't think the divine creator, the point of origin that's always been and always will be, never created, where everything came from out of and we're in it and it's in us? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know, you know, when people even say about the universe has a business rules, no doubt about it, because it's created by the divine creator. But I'm just saying, you know, everybody's arguing over words, and that's what they want. Let's keep everybody arguing. Let's keep everybody in low frequency. Let's keep everybody watching the boob tube. Television. Television. Broadcasting. I mean, all these things that they're doing to distract us. Oh, let's search the mobile. Let's just scroll. Okay.
I got a song about that. Netflix and chill while the world's falling away in decay. It's a song I made. Remember that one, guys? I got to upload that one again. But yeah, it is so true. People are just Netflixing and chilling and on TikTok and Instagram as things are going, you know, crazy around them. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. I wish more people would help the little ones. And you know, I got to be careful what I say on that. And unfortunately, one thing I want to point out, because she deserves a shout out. One person that passed away during this whole situation, she was an activist that did speak out for the little ones. And, you know, she was, who knows what happened to her. But you can see the different people that passed away during this period on here. There's a list of them, and the sources are right there next to it. So, you know, I was trying to find the one with, hold on, let me see. There's some other events that happened. Osama bin Laden, 2011. Then after this, I'll have my dad show the Step Into Your Power thing. I was trying to find that girl, but I don't see her on there. But anyways, this activist girl, she that spoke out for the little ones, she passed away during this event too. And it was in some very mysterious circumstances. I'll find her name, guys, and do a blog for you guys on her, because she definitely deserves that. Oh, Virginia. Right there. I'm going blind. And guys, guess what day it was? April 25th. What day is the day I said watch out for in my Pope Decode video, family? April 25th. And then they took one of our own on April 25th. They saved that day to take one of our own, a beautiful young lady at 41 who exposed and brought attention to issues of abuse and exploitation. So Virginia, I can't say her last name too good, Goofrey, but she passed on April 25th and she was an activist. So that's, you know, shout out to her. Out of all these other people, I really don't care about much of them because they know what they got themselves into, you know, when they take the most, like Pope Francis and the rest of them, they take their little oaths. You ain't going to live forever, but maybe they do. Maybe they upload their consciousness. Who knows what they're doing? But that lady there, she deserves a shout out. So I just want to say, Virginia, we appreciate you and everything you did. And however you passed away, that's a sad situation. And with that being said, Pops, would you like to show the people our new project real quick before we close up?
Yeah, I want to show the brothers and sisters what we got going on. And again, we've got a totally free power portal prayer circle. So nothing that you need to spend, 100% free in that program. And then we are building out what we call the Ascension Mastery program, where we will be, you know, training, and there will be a very small fee, less than $1 a day. But we will be training other guides and other leadership for spiritual leadership around the world. So it's going to be really super excited. This thing's lighting up. I mean, people are joining. It's just getting lit up. I mean, look, boom, 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 boom. And, you know, go into the feed. You got people joining. You got all kinds of stuff happening. I know Sister Tammy was on the show here with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, she's been following me forever.
Yeah,
we
got a bunch of people joining and a lot of stuff happening. You get my updates. I did a video today updating on what's going on, what's happening. Easy to follow instructions. You know, begin here. You watch I'll be updating this again on Saturday, but you watch my video. Take it out. Take the time to watch it, please. And then it doesn't take that long to go through this stuff. But right here, your seeker stage. Where you at? What do you need to start with? Well, you go here and you answer these questions truthfully to yourself, 100% truthfully to yourself. And then when you get done, only six questions. And when you get done, you see what letter shows up the most. And whatever letter shows up, say like you're half A's and half B's. Well, you're kind of like in the middle of the awakening up and realigning phase. What do you want to do? Well, you want to start working with these things. You want to start working with these things. This doesn't take a lot of your time, but what it does for you is profound. It's profound, okay? So there's a step-by-step process over here to teach you how to learn how to use the Power Portal, how to use the Practice Portal, and the Prayer Circle. There's already prayers happening. Prayers are happening. I'm praying. I'm declaring. I'm decreeing for everybody that puts a prayer up here. My son is also doing it. There's power in prayer. There's power in group prayer. There's power in many people praying for you. I put my wife up here the other day when she was about a week ago or more, and people started praying for her. So don't be afraid to get prayer. That's me. Look at the amount of people started praying for her, okay? It's, you know, this is everything you need in the Power Portal and the Prayer Circle. And then the start here, these are called collections, okay? Collections, these are called spaces. So just for organizational purposes, and you go over it, it says collection, the Power Portal, right? It says space, the Welcome Portal, right? So that's what it says. And those, the Prayer Circle with all of the stuff happening here, the Power Portal with all the stuff happening here, the ability to guide you through everything you need to do. You also have a pop-up that the checklist of stuff you need to do. Support down here, chat, you know, FAQ library. And then again, Ascension Mastery will be something that will be opening up tomorrow or the next day. And that's going to be for people that are ready for that. You know, you got to be ready for that. You have to have it in your spirit and your soul that you're going to be part of a guide network of spiritual leadership around the world. I am in here all the time. I listen to the frequency music. Like, this is the Practice Portal. We've got, you can first, of course, you always read this first because I go over everything here and tell you, right? Then daily affirmations. And this just got out of a little sequence here. And then it's affirmation meditation and guided meditation, energy clearing, journal workbooks. And then after that's supposed to be, I'll fix that, the energy healing frequency and the sacred solution. So everything is in here. And if you use it, it's going to work really, really well for you. And you want to access it. Son, what I would like you to do right now is grab your link that's in the back office and just your, you know, the link to let
people automatically. I already dropped it in the comments right there, Dad.
Okay, the comments, it's in there. The link is in there. And that will automatically add you. When you see that share under that code of there, that automatically adds you without me having to approve you or my son have to go through. I can do a group approval, but we're going to keep it to where either you can join via the link that is from somebody that's already part of the system, or you can join by going to stepintoyourpower.com. But, you know, we about 4 or 5 or 6 times a day, we approve people. Okay. And so we love to have you in there. There's no barrier to you getting in, and you should be able to get yourself up to the highest seeker level, you know, seeker stage, just by the Power Portal and the Prayer Circle. I mean, you utilize those tools, you'll be able to get yourself to that situation, and then you can decide whether you want to become a leader and become a guide for other souls and help bring them, because you don't even understand the amount of souls that are going to go through this process. You can't even comprehend it. It's so many.
Yeah. It's amazing. It feels good. And Lee, I don't know. That's interesting, Lee. I've never really looked into that. I'm going to look into that a little more, the 227 code, bro. Good catch, though. I will look into that one. But, yeah, it's the most amazing platform. I really love it. I think Brother Travis is over there now, ain't you, Travis? I seen a Travis in there anyways. Lindy, you better get over there. If you're not already over there, I better see you over there, girl. Because, you know, me and Lindy talk. She's been following me for a long time. and she's an amazing person. And they, she goes through some things, spiritual attacks, a targeted individual, and they always target the special ones. They always target the chosen ones because they want to lower your vibration. So, but you know, you can block all that. I haven't had a spiritual attack or any of that dealt with a direct energy weapon attack because now I've learned how to block it. But you got to put time into learning that. You know what I'm saying, guys? The affirmations are real. They work. If you don't got a couple minutes in the morning and a couple minutes at night to do your steps, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it doesn't take that long. It's 100% free. And the amount of people that are showing up over there, it just makes me feel good. Yeah, I love doing truthmafia.com. I love doing my decodes. I love doing the Gematria decodes on Truthful TV. But stepintoyourpower.com is my favorite project because it makes
it's aligning with you. It's vibrating and the frequency is aligned with your spirit, son. And, you know, I want to make sure, you know, if you don't mind, son, I want to talk about our sponsors that help us with everything, whether it's Truth Mafia or it's Step Into Your Power. You know, we have sponsors, you know, through Bodyline and through I Want My Health Back, where I want to talk about that a little bit before you close up tonight, son, when you're ready to do that. So let's make sure we do that. But Step Into Your Power, for the power portal, for the prayer circle and all of its spaces under it, including the practice portal, where you got everything you need, all the spiritual tools you need to step into your power like you've never done before, okay, is 100% free. And then the Ascension Mastery is part of what we're doing to build leadership, guides around the world, and that's less than $1 a day. So it won't be open for everybody because you got to be ready for it, right? But for those that are ready and those are going to start teaching and those are going to start helping, it's going to be ready for them, and that's the way we need to have it. Also, again, you know, supporting those solutions, those sacred solutions, I Want My Health Back and Bodyline. And, you know, we're going to go over them in a minute, you know, with Truth Mafia. If you're from Truth Mafia, do it here. But supporting those are so important because those help support all of the free stuff.
Exactly. All the
free stuff. Those help support all the free stuff. And they're freaking awesome for you. And we freaking use them. So it's part of the overall protection, you know, with the NanoSoma stuff. I'll show you something. So this is the NanoSoma stuff. My son sent me this after I sent him the spray and the gel. After 3 days, his leg was getting ready to be hacked off pretty close. And after 3 days, he sent to me, he said, "Dad, this shit really works." And he sent me this picture. So he got the spray and the gel, and he sent me this picture after 3 days and said to me, "Dad, this shit really works." That's what he said. So that's all I should have to tell you all. And you should go on over to iwantmyhealthback.com, Truth Mafia, and grab that. But I'm going to tell you one more thing. I've been using it since October of 2023. And what it does do, because my son knows I take a lot of herbs. I take a lot of supplementation. Good, the best ones you can get. So I'm pretty healthy, okay? But this has taken my energy body to a whole new level. And the way that energy is flowing through me now is just enhanced tremendously. So here's an energy body with no NanoSoma. This is what most people's bodies look like. And here's after five sprays.
The one on the top is where
no NanoSoma. This is what the normal person really looks like they got hit by a meteor shower. And then this is after just five sprays. So it is something powerful. Now, all of you know that I'm one of the owners of Bodyline Energy Wellness. The company's been around since 2012 and also has, you know, like 4,000, 5,000 five-star and mostly five-star reviews, a couple four-star reviews, a few of them.
And
too.
To build everything I have, if it wasn't well, for
and
them,
help build everything on Truth Mafia, right? As a big sponsor of what we do, because I'm part of it too. You know, there's three owners in that company. I'm one of them. And this is all frequency-based energy wellness, healing. And you know, energy wellness, I can't say that word, other words, sorry. Energy wellness, the body heals itself when the body's brought back into alignment. But this helps with that. And what was said over this company today to me reaffirmed what I was picking up with the spirit. Because, you know, there's always things in business that, you know, you go through things in business in every company. But why I've been always having my eye focused on Body Align, and then it was confirmed to me today that this is going to be a significant player in all of energy wellness in a global way. And I'm very excited about that, to be able to help people get off all of that stuff they shouldn't be on anyways and get into the frequency energy wellness and use that instead. So we need to talk about those things, because those things are important. You know, those, you know, it's all about your seed that you sow, you know, with your money, right? With your money. Do you sow good seed? Put down where all your money's going. Do a column exercise. Put down where you're sowing your seed every month, because every dollar you spend, you're sowing seed. Every love you give in that community, you're sowing seed. Every prayer you give, you're sowing seed. It's not just about monetarily, but it's also about spiritually, and it's also about going in there. What I love about the community too, son, is that, you know, say something comes negative in your mind, you can go there and get that healing frequency music on, find out exactly where you're at, listen to that music out loud, put your headset in, whatever, and then go in there and start loving on people. Start commenting back in a positive way. Start, you know, start answering prayers for people. Start giving prayers for people. If you need your own prayers, you know, ask for them, because we're on it. We're building a spiritual group like no one's ever seen before. And again, we've just been going through some, you know, setup stuff, soft launch, and we haven't even got this all put throughout the network yet. And on all of these things, it's going to be very exciting. There's going to be so much support in there, so many soul family members in there together, going through all of this together. Okay, going through all of this together. So join us. It's free over there. Again, for the power portal and the prayer circle. And when the time comes that you're ready for the Ascension Mastery, and that's what your calling is, and that's what you want to do, whether it's you want to help a lot of other people, you want to become a teacher or a leader, great. That'll be available for you. If you want to go to the next level just because it's for you, you can also do that too. That's all up to you. But, son, is that www working? Because I had to do some DNS stuff on that. Let's make sure.
Yeah, it's working. Remember, Brad said yesterday it was working. But the link is in the description, guys. I was just stepintoyourpower.com. But there's some comments I want to answer real quick. My girl Nina, she said, hey, Tommy, I joined today. Amazing, Nina. She's a targeted individual. That's why she said I'm almost free. Me and her talk on the phone. I've seen her pictures where she literally ran down the street and caught him, Dad, with a freaking microwave gun, bro, blasting her. And she's a middle-aged lady with kids, and they're
blasting her. She needs to put in a prayer request. She needs to put in a prayer request right away. Put in a prayer request. Let us pray for you. Let us bring love and light to you. Let us send energy and dissolve and destroy this stuff. We are made in the image of the creator, the point of all origin. We are powerful, powerful. I manifest stuff. You know how it goes, son. It's not about me. It's about you. You be about you. You get your spiritual house in order. You come into the community and you get help. You put in prayer requests, just like I did at 2:00 in the morning. I think that prayer request is in there. Maybe, I don't know exactly what time, but it is early that I put that in. I think she woke up at 2:00 and we had to get, her to the hospital, and I put a prayer request in, and I went on my WhatsApp to my close, what we call prayer council group. And I hit them up there. I went every which way that I could to get the prayers, okay? To get the prayers, because I know when people pray for people, it works. Prayer is powerful. Meditation is powerful. Affirmations are incredible. They take you a 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. If you do not have 10 minutes a day, which I spend a heck of a lot more time than that, my morning consists of an hour and 15 minutes of just prayer and reading scripture and studying and getting more, learning more what the Spirit brings me in my discernment to read. Then I'm doing Tai Chi Gong to open up my energy body, to open up my portals, to do all that. Then I'm either going on a walk for a few miles, or I'm going over to the beach to walk on the sand and getting into the ocean and doing my affirmations. I'm also doing my affirmations when I walk. And anytime any negativity comes into my mind, I'm putting on my healing frequency music. I'm doing affirmations. I'm drowning it out with affirmations. I'm drowning it out with affirmations. That's why I'm 60 years old and I can retire now and I don't even need Social Security. And that's not about bragging. That's about stewardship for the divine creator. Because if you can't even get yourself in order, then how do you expect the divine creator to trust you with more? They will not. Okay.
Let me answer this one real quick, Pops. Aaron, the Mahadi, I don't get involved in all that, brother, because it's just division. So that's the Christians telling the Muslims that they want to get Christians and Muslims fighting with each other. I love Christians. I love Muslims. I love Jewish people. I don't attack no religion. I'm just spiritual. I'm connected to the Creator. And do I believe in his son, Yeshua HaMashiach? Yes, I do. I believe his real teachings, but they inverted them and perverted them. So I don't judge anyone based on their belief system. I love and welcome you, whether you're Muslim. Aaron, brother, I don't even know what's going on with the Mahdi saying he's the real Pope or none of that. So I couldn't even answer you honestly. I'd be lying if I said I could. I don't pay attention to that type of stuff. Now, I do believe there will be an Antichrist come on the world stage, a false Messiah that will try to deceive many. I truly believe that. But I'm not going to condemn other people and say,
we're not even going to allow the talk because you're gone. Okay. Because here's the deal. I'm the guardian, one of the guardians of what we're doing here. And my son's one of the guides, and we're here. We're not claiming to be anything more than just who we are. And, you know, I love how people that are indoctrinated by a specific whatever, how they insult and attack other people. But yet they're, you know, a lot of them aren't even doing anything, right? They're not doing anything.
Them don't mean to, Dad. Some of them are just programmed from the system. It's programmed them that, so they don't mean to do it. It's just they think, we're very tribal, Pops. So people pick teams. That's why sports teams work. You know what I'm saying? So right. I try to be compassionate to all of them and just explain it to them. Like, you look at that person as a person. Don't worry about their religion, their belief, their background, stuff like that. Is there going to be an Antichrist figure coming on the world stage? You better believe it. But we don't know really what religion it's going to come out of. Man has recreated all the religions and the true teachings of Jesus Christ. You know, but that's
Yahushua HaMashiach, right?
The right. Christ,
right? The third entity, right? From the existing creator, right? The third entity and creator of many things. But at the end of the day, more people that shout out that, well, this is the only way or that's the only way, they haven't even spent the time in the scriptures to study Judaism, Christianity, you know, Islam, Hinduism, all of the different Hopi tribe, all of these things. 80% of what all of them are saying are almost the same thing, okay? Yep. Different names, different stuff like that. But, you know, they're again, God said he's got many names, right? Many, many names, right? But at the end of the day, again, Christ said, you don't judge others. You know, take the log out of your own eye before you try to take the splinter out of your brother's eye. So get rid of that big giant log you got in your own eye, brother, and get before you're trying to pull the splinter out of the other brother's eye. That's the thing, or sister, or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, things are shifting. People are going to wake up. If you think we have all the information about Christ, okay, about Christ, you're wrong. If you, there's many, many years that Christ walked this planet that most people don't even know anything about, okay? Anything about, right? And when you sit there and you tell Muslims or people that are not your religion that they're going to hell and they're going to burn forever, who made you God? Where in the Bible or where in any scripture did Jesus say, Christ, right? Yahushua HaMashiach say, this is the religion's name and this is what you're going to do and all of this stuff. Most of these religions were created by people that didn't have the best interest of humanity in their minds, okay? They were more about controlling. If you think you've got everything, where's the books of Enoch? Where's the books of Essene from Jesus? Where's all of Jesus's writings, okay?
The Apocrypha of John.
Yeah, where is the secret book of John? Where is the secret book of Thomas? Why did they kill all the Gnostics? Why did they kill all the Essenes? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
To control the narrative. But Brother Aaron's a good dude. And Brother Aaron, you can email me and I'll take a look at what you're looking at and I'll answer you honestly. You know what I'm saying? That's all my message is to everyone, to just try not to judge and really live by Jesus's teachings, Yahshua HaMashiach. And you know, I used to get caught up in it too. Oh, there were no J's in the Aramaic language. Well, yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's intelligent enough to know who we are talking about. And the book of Barnabas, my brother Dominic. And yes, Dominic, you know, you can hit me up anytime, brother. You got my number and I'll do a decode on you for free, bro. So just hit me up. We got to do a show.
What did I tell you? I told you, you always check with the Holy Spirit and you ask the divine creator, the Father, the Heavenly Father, God, you know, the point of origin. What, make sure that they put you on the correct path. Make sure they bring you make sure he's bringing you the right information, right? But I yet will not go out there and start telling Christians that their way is the only way, or Muslims, their way is the only way, or Hindus, India, their way is the only way. No one knows what they think they know. And so much information has been hidden from us. What we have access to right now is like a grain of sand in all the sand of the world. Okay? You think about that. What information we have right now is like a grain of sand in all the sand of the world, okay? Because Enoch went up for 100 plus years, I think, and was dictating, writing the books of Enoch, and there was 366 of them. Where are they? Where are they? These were like the manuals for humanity. These were from the divine creator himself. Divine the creator have everything until the mother. You can look at how the secret book of John talks about when he's talking to the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, is visiting him again and going through the whole creation process.
And that's the Archons, Pops. That's what Yahshua HaMashiach really got killed for. He came back and exposed Yaldabaoth. You know, and when you really read the whole Gnostic traditions, and people try to demonize it now, but yeah, really read what that's saying. Yaldabaoth, the demiurge, merged into Satan or Lucifer, and he was being worshipped at that time. And that's why, what did Jesus tell them, people? Your God is not my God.
Right. And how could he offer the Christ all the kingdoms of the world if he didn't have dominion over them? Of the world.
Right.
How could Satan offer Christ all of the dominions of the world if he only bowed down before him? Okay, how could that happen, right? How could that happen? So again, we don't have all the information. We don't even have a grain of sand of all the information of all the sands on the beach in all of this information. They're in records. You know where those records are, son. And as you get more spiritually connected, you'll access them. All our books are there. All our books are there. Every one of us on this live now and everyone is going to watch it in the future. All the books are there. Don't go out judging
basic
people.
Records. We can tap into the Akashic records, and right. We don't have to believe in man, what they tell us. And, you know, that's something I evolved to, too, Pops. And a lot of that you taught me, I pray and I ask for course correction. I say, you know, God, if I'm ever misleading my people, please help me, stay on the right path and show me a sign. Lead me to what's right. I ask for course correction. And I wonder how many people do that every night.
Not many. There's some people that do it, but not the majority. Not the majority. They don't. They go on and get nasty with people in comments about how this is the only way. And no matter what they think and say, that's the only way. And everybody else is burning in hell. And if that isn't blasphemy itself, I don't know what is, because that's not true. You don't know that for a fact. You got a grain of salt. A grain of sand out of all the beaches of the world and knowledge of what really is the knowledge, because we don't have it. They've hid it from us. Okay. They've hid it from us. And, you know, how about the Library of Alexander?
What happened? The Gnostics ran that, Dad. They burnt that down. That was Rome.
Right. Okay. Why do they murder all these people? Why do they burn them all at the stake? Why did they destroy the library or take all the books from the library? Because they kept most of them because they're using them. Why did they do that? Where's this 366 books from Enoch, who was another person that didn't die that was taken? Where are they? These were the manuals for humanity. Where'd they go? Where are they at? Why'd they exclude any of them? You can find a few of them, but that's it. Why did they exclude those few? Why did they exclude those few? This world is run and owned. It's now being liberated, but this world was run and owned by Satan. And you don't think that Satan controls religions? Where are these churches not standing up for the children? And that's all I'm going to say. And you guys, you brothers and sisters know what I'm talking about. Where is that at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Why are they not talking about that? Why are they not doing about that? The power of the churches around the world could stomp that out overnight.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you're right,
we know what's going on.
I put a post up about that, Dad, exactly what you're talking about on my Facebook, my big Facebook, guys, Truth Mafia Podcast. I put all the Bible verses that it talks about that, you know, these prophecies will come true in the end times. And what's it say? The churches will be taken over. And I think that's happened. I mean, they're not standing up, like my father said, and speaking out for these kids.
Well, you know what? Dr. Patricia Green, I've given you her information a couple of times from Prophetic Voices. She's a Christian woman. She's definitely got the Holy Spirit full of it. And she's definitely getting downloads from the divine. And no doubt about it. And she came on about 4 or 5 days ago and talked about the churches and talked about these people that are doing these evil stuff, we know, to the children. And all of them are going to be taken down, all of them. And they're all going to be exposed. And I wonder where everybody's going to be when they say, this church got exposed and this church got exposed and this one got exposed and that one. She even said that there's witches and warlocks in these churches. Yep. There's witches and warlocks in these churches. That's what she said. This is a woman that her and her husband are very, very devout Christians. Okay. And I've been listening, because I follow only Christ and the Creator God and fill myself with the Holy Spirit. But this is what she said, plain and simple. That, you know, and I can't wait to see the judgment upon the churches. And look what Christ says in Revelation about the churches. There ain't too many good ones. There ain't too many good ones, right?
Sure is. No, there sure is. And listen, Conspiracy Queen, I respect your opinion, sweetheart, but it's not what you think it is. It has nothing to do with dabbling with the dead or in the accessing dead rooms. But I respect your opinions. You know, you're allowed to have it, and that it's okay. We're all on our own journey. We're all on different levels, and I know that I pray for discernment and course correction. So I know that I'm being led down the proper path. And, you know, if you don't agree with me, that's okay. I still love you. And we're all allowed to have different beliefs and different thoughts and bounce them off each other. You know, that's what makes it good. But more people need to stand up for the children. That's all I got to say.
Well, God talks about the library of books and the book of life, and everybody has their book, and he tracks everything, and he has angels tracking all of it and writing it in these books. Where do you think it's at? I mean, you know, why is most of our DNA dormant? Why are we using only 10% or most people are using 5% of their capabilities of their brain? Why are we governed down so low, right?
You turn that part of your DNA off. When that DNA activates the other dormant DNA, as they call it, that's when you can access all the dimensions. You can speak telepathically. A lot of things happen that we used to have them abilities. And what did Jesus Christ say? That this is right from scripture. You will be able to do what I do and much more. And with that being said, we're going to end this show, and I'm going to end it with the video I made. Guys, some of you got to see it. Some of you didn't. Pops.
That's the music video, right? You're playing the music video? Yeah, let's rock it. Let's rock that video, son. Let's rock that video.
Let's rock that video. But that was a great conversation. And I appreciate everybody that listened to it open-mindedly. And look, me and my dad ain't saying we know everything, but we're just trying to figure it out along with you guys. And it's just important to stay open-minded. So let me play this for you.
Yeah. This song right here ain't just a vibe. It's a frequency. Tuned at 432 hertz to heal, to uplift, to activate. They changed the music, switched the code, took 432 and made it 440 mode. From nature's rhythm to the sound of war, now we vibrate low, depressed to the core. But this track's pure, tuned to divine design. Activating chakras, realign your mind. Root to crown, feel that inner fire. We break the system, elevate higher. Jesus said it, you'll do greater than me. Faith of a mustard seed moves mountains, my G. Junk DNA, nah, that's God's hidden tech. Flip the switch, heal your soul, reconnect. Step into your power, reclaim what's true. They don't want you knowing what your light can do. You can heal yourself, realign in an hour. When you step into your power, raise your vibe, break the chains they gave. You ain't a slave, you're a soul they crave. 396 root chakra, ground your fears. 417 sacral arch, those tears. VAT28, that love DNA. Solar plexus charged, shine all day. 639 heart, open and feel. 741, speak your truth and heal. 852, third eye wide awake. 963 crown, no more fake. This ain't new age fluff, this is an ancient fact. They flip the frequencies to hold us back. 432 is sacred, aligns with the earth. The same math that coded your soul at birth. Four plus three plus two equals nine. The divine gate, the number of endings, the reset state. Nine fruits of the spirit, nine cycles of time. From Homer to Brahma, the signs all align. Nine is completion, the wisdom returns. Once you activate, the old self burns. It's your season now. Break the illusion, heal yourself. No more confusion. They don't want you knowing you got that spark. They, that's